This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Joining us in the studio, as he does every Thursday, I'm very excited. Kira.
I'm so excited.
We have family in the building. Friend of the show, and of course... extraordinaire, Mr. Mo K is in with us.
What's going on, people?
Dropping bombs. Mo, firstly...
dropping bombs all over the
guys. Kira and I's humble gratitude to you, Mo.
Thank you so much, Mo.
I bow down to you. Radio royalty.
Mo, you did an amazing job last week. Everybody was saying you sounded absolutely awesome. Kira and I were away last week. Mo K was filling in and he dropped bombs aplenty, let me tell you.
Bombs aplenty. It was good.
It was bombs all over the place. It was carnage. But you know what? It's exciting. I love when Mo comes in. He comes in every Thursday. And, you know... I hope you're not sleeping on all Mo K here, because Mo is on RTE Pulse every, well, Monday to Thursday. I mean, it's a little early now for some of us night dwellers, Mo, but you get up early, you're grinding. Yeah. Mo, your show is on RTE Pulse every Monday to Thursday.
Correct.
At 9 to 11.
9 to 12.
Yeah, 9 to midday. Yeah. And then you're also on with us every Friday. On 2FM, midnight to 2 a.m.
That is correct, yeah.
What are you laughing at?
We're not on with Mo Chris on Friday.
No, but as in you're on here, I mean. As in you're on 2FM.
Exactly. Yeah. Tomorrow night, midnight till 2 a.m.
Exactly. And
Maverick Sabre special tomorrow. You don't want to miss that.
Yeah, I was looking at this. This actually looks really cool.
Awesome. It was very in-depth. We had a really grown-up conversation about music, life, mental health, the whole nine. So
that's brilliant,
It was
Mo.
A different side of Mo Keezy for Sheezy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, though. I'm looking forward to Mo showing us his sensitive side.
That's
you know
what I mean?
Dying for Mo, because sometimes it does come out and I'm like, oh, Mo just showed a sensitive side, and he's like, don't know what you're talking about here.
Yeah, stop.
See, Mo's all about the bravado, you see, that's the problem. But look, Mo, you come in every week, right? And the reason Mo comes in is because we love to chat to him about everything that's going on in the hip-hop world. Honestly, the hip-hop community slash world is like a soap opera. It's by far, firstly, the most active part of the music industry, and every week there's something new going on. Somebody's getting shot, somebody's getting 5 years in jail for owing a million in child support. It's insanity. So Mo, do you have any stories for us this week? What's the biggest ones? What's going on?
Well, one of the biggest ones was, do you remember Lil Wayne's tour bus was shot up last April?
Yes! They got a load of shots fired at it. Absolutely. It was crazy.
The guy who did that last week was sentenced to 20 years in jail.
Wow.
Yep.
And Jesus.
He was an associate of Birdman, which is Lil Wayne's dad slash boss.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. Birdman owes Lil Wayne a load of money, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, see, this is the problem, Kira. Birdman runs a record label. And I'm not being funny now here. Birdman runs a record label and had massive artists on it like Drake, Lil Wayne, etc., etc. However, he owes them millions, so they all don't like him. And there's a lot of internal tension between all these people.
So this person who shot up Lil Wayne's tour bus was obviously friends with Birdman.
He was an employee of Birdman.
Ooh,
so there's something very suspicious.
He was Young Thug's manager.
Yeah.
Young Thug, who was partly signed with Birdman. That's why Lil Wayne fell out with Birdman over Young Thug.
Yeah. So, I mean, literally, this could have been like even...
It's a really bad episode of EastEnders.
But it's all true. Mm-hmm. That's the insane thing. This is all 100% true.
Nobody was hurt in the shooting, but...
Jeez, your man's getting 20 years, though.
20 years. Well, he's going to do 10 years, and then the rest will be on probation if he's a good boy.
Jesus. So, imagine going away for 10 years for that.
His name is Pee-wee Roscoe.
So. Stay away from him.
Yes.
Stay away from Pee-wee Roscoe. Yeah, man, imagine having a name like that in prison. He's going to need to change it from Pee-wee.
Birdman denied any involvement with the whole case, just to put it out there, but he did say... At the end of the day, hip hop gets a bit gangster sometimes.
Well, wow, jeez, it certainly does.
All right,
absolutely. 20 years in jail. What else is going on? Anything exciting?
A rapper called D Flores, who you may or may not be familiar with, was arrested on kidnapping and sex trafficking charges.
Ah, Jesus Christ! Another one. What are these lads up to?
Well, there was a couple of weeks back. I think you had a similar story about a rapper that was arrested for sex trafficking as well.
Really? Did I?
Yeah, he did. He brought like a load of prostitutes across a state line or something, so encountered sex trafficking.
Yes. Yeah. But this guy now is a little bit more famous than that other guy. This guy has songs with Soulja Boy and Chief Keef, and you know, he has all these videos. Look at his face.
This is a more famous sex trafficker.
You know, that's actually a really kind of sweet face. He doesn't look like he could be the worst person.
Yeah, but he has the 100 emoji tattooed over his eyebrow.
Let me see.
So, see, I wasn't looking at all the tattoos on his face. I was looking at his soul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there you go.
Oh, he does kind of look kind of soft featured and kind of like
he? Yeah.
Yeah. So this guy's all. Oh, wow, he was an accomplice in a child sex trafficking ring.
His missus, yeah.
Oh,
15-year-old girl forced her into going around Las Vegas Strip to have sex with men for money.
Oh, that's Jesus.
That's cruel.
Yeah, so was he sentenced as well?
He's going to be sentenced on the 3rd of December. Him and his girlfriend Bela set at $250,000 each to bail them out.
Wow.
So it's not looking good.
And
for
they're obviously getting jail time for that kind of a crime. Oh, for a child sex trafficking crime, they'd definitely
and
be looking at serious jail time.
Beat up as well when he goes to jail, for sure.
That's the one thing they don't really tolerate in prison, isn't it?
No.
Anything to do with kids, absolutely. Your man Pee Wee's going to do way better in prison. At least he just shot at a bus.
Oh,
do you know
yeah,
what I mean? He's
get,
fine.
He'll get major
He'll
respect.
Get kudos. Yeah,
yeah
exactly.
Yeah,
everyone.
Will,
he'll get props, exactly. Yeah.
But, oh, my God. Anyway.
It's true, though, Kira.
It's crazy.
What? Give us one more story, because I'm enjoying this. What else is going
on? Two Chainz is selling ugly Christmas sweaters.
I think these are great.
Yes.
I saw one of these, and Two Chainz, I saw these, and I was like, I would get one of these.
Yeah,
I think they look awesome.
The one at
awesome.
Top left, this one here.
Guys, I have to tell you something. I saw a Christmas sweater, right? And it was Drake Bad dancing with a Christmas hat on.
Okay.
And I actually went, oh my God, I'd love that as a Christmas sweater.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
There's scope for some kind of fun, well
these
done.
These aren't ugly.
Kira, do you like the one that has Two Chainz on it?
Yeah, see, the one with Two Chainz.
Oh, well, like literally Two Chainz.
Yeah, because he's Two Chainz.
And the marijuana leaves.
I'd
marijuana
wear that.
Leaves, yeah.
That's not very Christmassy.
Yeah, but it speaks volumes that you don't want to be messing with me because
that's
of
it.
Two Chainz.
Me and Mo are going to go into town, right? And we're going to wear these hoodies and we're going to like give like scary looking eyes to
yeah,
any
we'll
lads
just be
who
so
walk by.
Yeah,
called Holiday Crew White Sweatshirt, Dabbing Santa.
I don't get what a Dabbing Santa is. What is that?
I don't know.
He's kind of putting his hand up to his face.
He's dabbing his head?
Dabbing?
Maybe
yeah.
It's a dance.
Is it a dance thing?
Yeah, could
it
be.
Might be a dancing.
Yeah.
But seriously, look out for the jumpers that have Drake on a bad dancing with the Christmas hats.
Nice one.
Really
but,
good.
These two
cool.
Chainz one, $30, so
Mo, will we splash
each?
Out?
Yeah.
Like, do you think we should like get one each and like
oh
wear
my
these?
Oh God, that'd be the that
actually
think we should get
next
them,
week or the week after the TV. You're going to rock in these Two Chainz ugly Christmas
no,
jumpers, aren't you?
I've got a perfect idea. There's this thing on Monday for the like 2FM Radiothon. Mo, you know this thing where everyone gets the Christmas jumpers and like they wear them and the pictures are in the RTE guide and all that.
I was asked to do that. I declined.
Me and Mo, did you?
Yeah.
And Mo.
No, I'm joking.
You me
don't
and
ask
Mo
me to do anything in here, Chris.
Me
man.
And Mo should show up at like with our Two Chainz Christmas.
Yeah.
Themed sweaters.
Yeah.
We'll be like, hi, me and Mo are going for like a slightly more urban gangster theme this year. And
yeah.
We'll be wearing Two Chainz branded.
And they'll be like, guys, it's for a children's charity. So
that would
know.
Be so boss. We should do that.
There you go.
Just
see,
to make a statement, man.
That would be so boss, Kira. What more do you want?
I mean,
stop speaking sense.
I'm
I
getting
just
on
want
this.
Normal life, no drama.
Well, Kira, you can go
with
on Monday.
With those I'm associated with.
With us two, there's always drama.
Yeah, see, me and Mo are going to show
got
up
you back, though.
In our Two Chainz.
I do. I feel like Michelle Pfeiffer in Dangerous Minds. I do, guys.
Word.
I mean, there's no two ways to deny it.
What
you know?
A movie. Flashback. Dangerous Minds. Man.
Me and Mo are the underprivileged kids.
Or I'm like Gangsters. Whoopi Goldberg, and you're the underprivileged kids that come into my choir. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
from
yeah.
the.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You're going
to
try
Lauren
and.
Hill
guys,
onto the
that
scene.
Is what this is.
You're going to try and straighten us out.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, exactly. But look.
Gotta start singing gospel songs.
Yeah, exactly. Mo, I mean, it's always fun when you come in. We always have a good time. It's
yeah.
We're always learning about everything that's going on in the hip hop world. So what did we have this week? We had Two Chainz shit Christmas sweaters.
Yeah.
Then we had a child sex trafficking ring
yes.
and a guy getting 20 years in jail for shooting at a tour bus.
Yeah. It's
I mean,
pretty mental. You don't hear about that in, you know, the opera or folk world.
You never know. Maybe if we looked into it, maybe the opera world is insane. Maybe there's all kinds of stuff going on in the opera world.
I
maybe
heard there's freaky stuff
oh,
going on in,
me
the, in
too.
The opera world.
Oh, so did I, man. I heard they're up to all kinds of, especially sexually depraved stuff. I heard
yeah.
that's what
and
into.
You can't talk about it either because snipers. That's all.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
It's Illuminati type.
Stuff. Yeah, it is exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Mo,
there you go.
I love it when you're in. It's awesome. Everybody needs to remember. More importantly, to check out Mo K. Firstly, he's on RTE Pulse. Now, the app. You can get the app. You can go online. You can get the app and listen to RTE Pulse. And
yes.
you can also. If you what's this? Oh, the dab dance. The dab dance is hip hop's moves fast, and it's apparently you like. Put your hand on your head and then you dance around. Speechik handed me all these notes on what the dab
oh,
dance
cool.
is.
Of course.
Yeah.
So we were right. It was a dance.
Yeah, that's what the Santa's doing. Apparently the dab dance is a thing where like you put your...
This is obviously talking about Two Chainz ugly Christmas
yeah.
jumpers with,
yeah.
the, with the Santa on it.
No, but the dab dance is actually a thing where you put your like elbow onto your head, onto your forehead and then kind of shake rhythmically. Is that what's going on
I'm
here?
I'm going to give that a go tonight. I have to go to a Thanksgiving party and I reckon this dab dance will...
Oh,
yeah,
that is kind of the
well.
Last thing I thought you were going to say.
Why?
That you're going to go to a Thanksgiving party.
Oh, Kira's implying you're ignorant.
Thanksgiving party, yeah.
And wouldn't go to an event like that.
Not American. My
best friend is married to an American lady.
All right.
She's actually 5 months pregnant as well. Shout out Sarah. And they're having...
Shout out 5 month pregnant Sarah.
Shout out 5 month pregnant Sarah.
Yo.
So they're having... They're back for the week. They're having a Thanksgiving party tonight. So I'm going to head along to that.
That is cool. Yeah. All right. Are you going to do any DJing at it? Or are you just going as
you know what Thanksgiving parties? You have to stand up and give thanks around the table.
What are you going
to
give thanks for?
Probably alcohol.
No, Mo, you have to give something real.
The dab dance.
No, Mo. These Americans will be offended if you give a silly answer like that.
Say friendship.
Something bollocks like friendship. Or
really?
Like,
do you think so?
Oh, no, I'm being serious. I was at one of these things too as well. They take it very seriously,
man. I know they do. They're very intense.
Say family or friends or something like that. Okay?
What about the fact that, about the baby? No?
Yes.
Something about
the baby? God, that would go down a treat.
Oh, they'd love that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You'd be like the favorite person at the dinner.
Definitely. So you're going to say, like,
you're thankful for the fact that they are bringing another life into the world.
Oh, yeah. There you go, Kira. That deserves a ceremonial celebratory bomb. There's a Thanksgiving bomb for you.
Anyway.
Mo, that's what you have to say, all right?
I'm 100% going to say that.
Don't be saying alcohol. Jesus, Mo.
Never get invited back.
But
that's
look,
that's what Kira's here for.
Yeah, exactly. He was here to keep some sense and everything.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.